Good to be in church. Amen. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm somewhat fired up this morning. Help me now. I'm fired up. We're getting ready. This next 6 weeks is going to be wonderful. Tent revival. Jubilee's just, 7 weeks away. I'm telling you, I'm excited. I want you to go in your Bible to Luke's Gospel, chapter 16. I did a little research yesterday just to see something. I went over some independent Baptist churches. I didn't look at the other group. There ain't no use. You think I'm not going to be straight? But I looked just at independent Baptist churches. And I went back a year. Now, I didn't go 2 years or 3 years, but I went back a year and just give an overview of what the preacher preached in all those churches. I looked at least 25 in all those churches. 25. And I'll tell you what I observed. Not one message in those 25 independent Baptist churches in the last year on the subject that I'm preaching on this morning. Not one. Not one. And I thought I made a mistake. I went back and checked again. Not one. And I was overwhelmed. You know, if you've been looking around here, we've been at it. God's been saving. God's been blessing. And we're at it. And you said, preacher, I had a preacher call me a couple weeks ago, said, don't you ever get tired? I said, yes. But I want to tell you, there's one thing that still motivates me. There's one thing that keeps me behind this pulpit. And that is that there's people dying every day and going to hell. Somebody help me preach. And I'm going to preach this morning on this subject. And I'll read the passage. I believe in hell. Let me say it again. I believe in hell. I know it's not preached so much. I know it's rare to hear it. But I believe in hell. I want y'all to know I believe in heaven. I believe I'm going to a place where there's no sickness, no sorrow, no pain, no heartache. Thank God for heaven. I believe in salvation by grace. I believe in justification, sanctification, glorification. I believe the Bible. I believe in bibliology. I believe the Bible's inspired, inerrant. It's the Word of God. But I want all y'all to know, I believe in hell. And I want to read a passage of Scripture that's not a parable. It's not just a story. It is a reality. And I want you to look at Luke 16. You say, preacher, why are we putting up a tent for those kids on the next four Sunday nights? Because many of them are living in environments where mom and dad's not telling them about Jesus. And if they don't hear the gospel message, most likely they'll die and go to hell. You're right, why are you going to have the tent and have the church to come for revival under the tent? Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're living in the last days. Christ is about to come and hell's real. Luke 16, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, rememberest thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wilt send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto them, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. I like to ask my live stream friends, because this is such a monumental message and an important message, will you hit the share button right now? And church family, when you leave with your cell phone, will you hit the share button? Because this broadcast, this message is going all over the planet. Over 66 countries are hearing what I preach this morning. I know a dear brother in the Philippines that prays for me every week. And he tells me, keep on preaching. You say, why you keep on preaching? Because there's a hell. First of all, I want to talk about the position denied on hell. There's some people that adamantly dismiss that there's a hell. Some people even make this statement, well, I'm living in hell right here on this planet. I want all y'all to know something. The worst day on this planet can never compare to hell. The worst day you have. The terrible day you have will not compare to hell. Then an apathetic demonstration. Although some people won't say there's no hell, but they live like there's no hell. They have wicked practices. I know folks that live like dogs, live like heathens. Actually, my dog lives a lot better than them. They're wicked in their practice, and they act as if there's no hell. They're worldly in their pursuits. I want to ask you something, ladies and gentlemen. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? They have wrong priorities. I see it even in our churches. We got a lot of folks that church is somewhere down the list. There's a lot of folks today that the church is second fiddle to everything else. Ladies and gentlemen, if we ever needed to be in church, if we ever needed to be preaching the gospel, if we ever needed to be preaching about hell, it ought to be today. Now I want to talk a moment on this place described as hell. I saw something, and I don't want to overdo, I don't want to go further with this because, but I saw something. Lazarus was carried, and the rich man was buried. That kind of gave me a thought. I said, well, Lazarus was carried. Hey, by the way, when you die, the angels of the Lord are going to carry you into the third heaven. Somebody ought to help me preach. But see, it's something final about a lost person dying. Because it said the rich man was buried. Let me say some things to you. People that die and go to hell. And by the way, if you ever really want to know what heaven's about, and there's less said about heaven, there is hell. But you can study about hell and realize that heaven, if hell's like that, then heaven is the opposite. But people are experiencing wonders in heaven. Somebody help me preach. First of all, they're going to suffer continuously. The Bible said, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they will judge every man according to the works. The Bible says this, and the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they had no rest day or night. The Bible says, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. It's a flaming fire. It's what the Bible said, and I don't understand it. It says the worm dieth not. I did a little study about fire. There's three kinds of fire, actually. Did you know that, Chad? There's what you've seen it, yellow fire. By the way, I don't want to put my hand in yellow fire because it's hot. But when that yellow fire turns to blue fire, it's real hot. But listen, when that yellow fire turns to blue fire, then turns to what I call black fire. You said, what kind of fire is there going to be in hell? Black fire. Where there's weeping and outer darkness, and they'll be burning in a flame, a dark flame, and they can't see each other, so they're all wailing and crying and moaning and suffering. I'm glad I'm not going there. Not only is it suffering continuously, but it's solitary confinement. He said, send Lazarus. And Abraham said, I can't send him to you, and you can't come to me. They'll be separated from God. What is death? It's separation from God. It's not annihilation. It's not being a corpse. It is a separation from God in heat, in horror, in hunger. What a terrible place. And look at verse 24. It's a place of a sorrowful cry. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Just, please get a dipper. Here's what he wanted. Do this. Just get a dip of water and send Lazarus and let him cool my tongue. Dear God, somebody help me. It's a place of sad consequences. Lazarus can't bring you water. And by the way, while he was living, you didn't pray and you didn't proclaim and you didn't practice. But now when you're in hell, you believe there's a hell because you want me to send him out and talk to your brothers and talk to your mama and talk to your daddy. You should have been saved and you told him yourself. And ladies and gentlemen, the lost needs to hear the gospel. And look in verse 25. It's a place of sure consciousness. Listen here. But Abraham said, son, remember? He was conscious. You remember? You remember? Do you remember on April the 25th, 2021, you heard Pastor John Smith preached on hell? Do you remember? Do you remember how you felt when the songs were sung? Do you remember how you felt when the Holy Ghost was knocking on your heart? Do you remember the many times you had an opportunity to be saved? Do you remember the gospel tracts that soul winning team came out and gave you? Do you remember? You'll be conscious of every time you had an opportunity to be saved. God help us. My Lord, let me give you another thought. Let me talk now. Let's personalize it. The people destined to hell. First of all, and I want you to look at me. That's some of your family that are destined to hellfire. And what are we doing? There's some people that you go to family reunion with that you know if they die, they'd be in hell. God help us. God help us that any of our family would go to hell. See, I'm not a Calvinist. I believe whosoever will. But I want you to know, if they don't believe, there's no blood. And by the way, there's no way they can be saved if they don't hear. Am I preaching? Why are you having a tent meeting? Why are you running a tent for young kids? Because people are dying and going to hell. And there's people's brothers. Hey, this man was somebody's dad. This man was somebody's son. This man had a mother. Listen to this. Personal friends. I know every one of you in this room has somebody that's personal to you, that is a friend to you. And if they die, you'll go to the funeral and wonder, did they ever get in? But I wonder, what did you do to keep them out? I wonder how many of you high school kids realize when you go to your school that most of those people you go to school with are not saved. Some of your friends at school are not saved. Some of you are in elementary school, but you're smart enough to know there's a hell and you've been saved, but you know they need saved in the elementary school. God help me. I've had a lot of sad experiences in life. But can I tell you my saddest? I played football with a fellow who was my best friend. I was left tackle. He was right. No, I was right tackle. He was left. He's about my size. He's my best friend. He went off to Vietnam War, survived the Vietnam War. Come back. On Thursday night soul winning, I told the boys, I'm going to go out to visit Larry. And I went out and seen Larry. And I said, Larry, I'm burdened about you, son. I'm glad you survived the war. But this lifestyle you got, I'm afraid you're not going to survive. He looked at me and he said, here's what he said. He said, I heard you had religion. And I looked at him, tears running down my face. I said, I got more than religion. Amen. I said, I got salvation. Amen. I said, Lord, just let me take the Bible and show you how to be saved. Here's what he said to me. If I ever get into the point that I want to be saved, I promise you, I'll call you. That's what he said. I said, please do. I knew he was going to go partying in Virginia on Friday. He left and went to Virginia on Friday. Him and his girlfriend got on a horse. Got drunk. Went out in the highway. And a tractor and trailer hit him and her. And killed them both. And if he didn't do anything between Thursday night at 10 o'clock and Friday at 3 when it happened, you know where he's at? He's in hell. But I want you all to know his blood's not on my hands. So, somebody help me preach. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you who else is in hell. Petty foes. You know, sometimes we say, well, we got enemies. I want all y'all to know, I don't want my enemies to go to hell. They may have done me wrong and they may have been hateful, but I don't want them to die and go to hell. I don't want my worst enemy. I don't want Nancy Pelosi in hell much as I can't stand her. Hello. Thought I'd wake a couple of y'all up with that. Some people say, well, you don't know what they've done to me. I just hope they fry in hell. Not me. I want them to be saved. Let me say this. Stay with me. I'm almost done. Plenty of folk are going to hell. Just that last second I breathed air, 1.8 people died. When a minute is finished in my preaching this morning, 106 people will die. In the next hour, 6,292 people is going to die. 153,425 are going to die today. 4,674,000 will die this month. And 56 million will die this year. And I ask myself this question. And I ask you this question. What are we doing to keep them out? Fourthly, I got two more thoughts. Some of you are probably saying, boy, he's being methodical. Sometimes you just need to slow down. This is not one of those hell messages you shout about. This is a message you I need to slow down and let people think about it. Now I want to talk about the plea concerning hell. First of all, about care. Can I tell every one of you, I don't think you'll miss the gospel tent this weekend or the next, unless you're out of town or somewhere. You won't miss it. You know why? If you get a vision of hell. But here's what we got to do. We got to get interested in people. People are just not numbers. People is just not somebody to bring a tithe into the church. People are souls. People are dying and going to hell, and they need somebody. And then you need to get involved. How involved are you in keeping people out of hell? I wonder if you met somebody outside the church door. Do you have one of these? By the way, do you have one of these? It's so simple. Whosoever will. We need to get involved in the track ministry. We need to be involved in telling our neighbor about Christ. So, hey, you may not be able to talk well. You may not be eloquent. But you can pass out a track. Somebody help me preach. Hey, you need to get interceding. I'm going to ask this question. How many's got a family member lost? Raise your hand. Okay. How many's got a friend lost? Wow. When's the last time you tried to give to church? When's the last time you presented the gospel to them? Somebody help me preach. See, I'm so emphatic. I'm so burdened and sporting. Lost, I have lost my intensity. I have lost my burden. I'm still, you said, why are you wearing yourself out all the time? Why are you constantly struggling and pressing and pushing? Because people are going to hell. Lastly, Dad, I know this is not a shouting message. It's not. I didn't plan on shouting tonight. I just like to wake some of us up. You know what Curtis Hudson said? I heard him say it over, I believe, in Nitro. He said this. It would be great if we could get a bus or several buses and take all of our congregation and drive them into the regions of the deep and let them see hell. It would change our worship. It would change our walk. It would change our outreach. Somebody help me preach. And I want to end up on good news. You said, boy, this hadn't been real good. Well, I'm going to end up good. I'm going to raise my hand to you and tell you, as bad as hell is, and as hot as hell is, and as horrible as hell is, thank God there is a pardon from hell. Woo! As bad as it is, thank God there's a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Ladies and gentlemen, here's what it takes. It takes a personal relationship. Here's what it takes. It takes, you done heard the gospel before. You heard about hell. Now you're hearing the gospel. Jesus will save you. You believe in the death, burial, and resurrection. Here's all you got to do is personally come and with thy mouth confess the Lord Jesus. And my heart believed that God raised him from the dead. And my Bible said, thou shalt be saved. You said, who's going to hell? Good people, bad people, even church people. Am I preaching? Ladies and gentlemen, it's not signing your name on a ticket. It's not being counted in your Sunday school class. No, 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 no. It's one day you see yourself a sinner and you repent of your sin and turn from sin and turn to Christ. And then there's a powerful redemption. Hallelujah. I had a Jehovah Witness say this to me one time. Said, they got aggravated with me and said, I want you to go to hell. Just go to hell. I said two things. Number one, I can't. I said, number two, there's hope for you because y'all's crowd don't believe in that. Thank God for the blood this morning. Thank God 2,000 years ago, Jesus shed his blood for you. Thank God it is for everyone. God is not willing that any should perish, but all would come to repentance. God wants everybody saved. I'll tell you what will happen if you get saved. You're going to have a personal reunion. You're going to have a promised resurrection. Whoa! You said, Preacher Smith, if I trust Christ this morning, that means I'll be saved and I can't be lost and I'll be in heaven one day and I'll be conformed to his image and I'll already be in the state of glorification. Yes!
Amen. Glory to God.
There's just one thing you got to do. Let me ask you a question. This, I'm slowing down. I'm done, but I'm slowing down. Let me ask you this. Just let me ask you. Do you believe this? Let me ask you if you believe this. Do you believe Jesus died, was buried, and rose again? Do you believe that? If you believe that much, you can be saved. Because see, the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection. Now, hold on. Now listen. So if you believe that, And you already know that. Why in the world sit back there and keep putting it off? And one day you die and go to hell. And your loved ones weep for you. And they ask the question of the preacher, you think you got in at the last second? No, you ought to trust Christ right now. The Bible makes it so simple. You might say this. You may say, well, I just don't know what to pray. I want you to know something. And don't fault me. I don't remember what I prayed. I just know I prayed. I don't remember what I said. But here's all it takes. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank God. Oh, happy day. January 31st, 1973. I called on, can't remember what I said. But I know something. When I got up out of that place, I have been saved. I have been regenerated. I believe, regenerated, and filled with the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. And given the power to be able to live a Christian life. Bow your head with me. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Now I want to ask you this question. All the church. I'm not asking you if you're a church member. Because maybe some church members here are lost. Or you've been a member of some church. Or you don't even know if you've ever been a member of a church. And you really can't go back and say, I remember when I got saved. I want to tell me right now. If you died today, or if Christ would come, you're 100% sure you'd go to heaven. Would you raise your hand? Just hold them up. If you don't know, don't hold them. Thank you. There's several of you could raise them. Now, I ain't asking you for your religious background. I don't want to know that. I ain't ask you about anything. I just want to ask you, do you believe in the death, burial, and resurrection? How many right now that couldn't raise their hand for sure want to know for sure before you die you don't want to go to hell and you want to know you're saved? Would you just raise your hand and say, pray for me. God bless those hands. 2, 3 of you. More. Come on. God bless that hand. Now here's what I want you to do. Please, I beg you to do this. I want you to slip out quietly in a moment and come up here and let's take a Bible and show you exactly how to be saved. Not to join the church, but to be saved. Stand, please. Quietly, I'll pray. And all of you that raise your hand, all I want you to do is sit by your seat and let us take a Bible and carefully show you how to be saved. Our Father, there was at least 4 folks or more. Raise your hand quickly. That means you're dealing with them, Lord. If they raise them that quick, that means you're dealing with their heart right now. Don't let them get out of there. Don't let Satan steal the seed. God, help them slip out of their seat. Come right down here to this altar. Let one of these Christian workers take a Bible and show them. He said, maybe there's somebody that's professed Christ but really can't go to a time they know they're saved. Help them come. There's folks coming already. That's right, girls. Come on. Come on, girls. These 2 girls weren't saved. That's right, girls. That's the way to come fast. Amen. There's others of God's working on. You ought to be right out of your seat right now. There's 2 already coming. Somebody work with. Somebody, might be another lady, come work with this. Go ahead. Let's pray. Our Father, right now I want to pray for these 2 ladies that raised their hands and said they're lost. God, I pray that they'd get saved. But Lord, there's people that's been coming for the last 2 or 3, 4 months that I know's good folk. I know that they have a respect for church. But Lord, the devil's kept them back there. I pray right now you'll put the convicting power on them. Lord, draw them to you. Bring them to you. I pray.